Hello, book lovers. My name is Thandolwe Tubinda, and you are listening to Just Reading with Thandolwe Tu. Thank you so much for stopping on by, and I really do hope that you will enjoy this one. Now, before we even get into it, please don't forget to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell another friend that we are just reading with Thandolwe Tu. So, I hope everyone is well and that everyone is really having a good week. I know I've been seeing a lot of people post just about how swamped they are, how busy it's been, deadlines, and you know, and people are just saying, phew, we are tired. So this is just something, you know, to listen to, something quick, something short. I literally become so scared when I say something short because it never really ends up being short, but I really do hope that this one will just be very short, a refresher, something that can really just pump you up, okay? So for the purposes of this episode, I will be sharing just a few pointers, and these pointers are taken from a book titled How to Have Better Relationships with Anybody, a biblical approach by James Hilt. Now, as the name suggest, the book just looks at what are the things that we need to do when we want to have better relationships with others, and what does the Bible say those things are. So the book makes mention of a lot of pointers, but for the purposes of this very short episode, I have just, you know, drawn down the list to 10 things that I feel, you know, stood out for me. So I will be touching on them briefly and just then leaving it to you, you know, also to reflect on and to see how you can apply these things to improve your relationships with others. And I really must say, like, this is really a book that I enjoyed more than anything. What I loved about this book, you know, without making this a review, was really just how it was focused on, you know, you working on your relationship with yourself and your relationship with God so as to improve your relationships with others. So let's get into the 10 pointers as per James Hilt, right? The first one says avoid bitterness. Now, we can't really stress this one enough because we know that, you know, the moment you hold a grudge, the moment you are bitter towards someone, more than ever, you know, that grudge or that bitterness weighs heavy on you. You know, it weighs very much heavy on you as opposed to the person that you, you know, you are bitter towards. So this is just a reminder to say, if you do want to have better relationships with everyone, because, you know, everyone in our life at some point will make us angry, and we will be bitter towards one person or another at some point, just as they too will be bitter or angry at us at some point. But this is just, you know, a reminder for us to really exercise forgiveness, you know, and forgiveness and letting things go, you know, saying, you know what, this weight is too heavy to carry. Let me let it go. Let go of the bitterness. The second one says risk telling others that they are special. And I know a lot of times, you know, we don't say this to people because we always sort of, you know, feel, oh my goodness, is this person going to judge me? Are they going to think I'm a certain way? Will this, change our relationship going forward? But this was just a reminder to say, if someone really does mean a lot to you, risk telling them how much they mean to you. Risk telling them that they are special. And more often than not, you'll find that they feel the same way about you too. And maybe that, you know, could be the basis or starting of a friendship, or even solidifying, you know, what you guys already have. And then the third point was just saying, learn to share the joy of other people's success. And coupled with this, in as much as it was mentioned as a separate point, I added another point that the book made mention of, which says, don't compare yourself with others. A lot of times when things happen to other people, and more so now that we live, you know, in the era of social media, you might look at people succeeding and you might, you know, feel you know, the need to compare, and you see, you know, the comparison trap creeping in on you, and one person is doing 1, 2, 3 and you're like, oh my goodness, they're doing this, what am I doing? Why am I not achieving this at this age? Why do I not have this at this age? Everyone around me is doing this, everyone around me is doing that. But this is just a reminder to say, you are different, your journey is different, so don't compare yourself with others. Instead, share in the joy of other people's success. And a lot of times, if you are building a relationship with someone, it really does mean a lot to that person when you are able to share in their success. I think no one wants to be surrounded by people that are jealous of their success, you know, because I'm just gonna feel like, oh my goodness, I can't even trust you with sharing, you know, things. But if I'm comfortable enough to know that you will be happy for me, then I'm more than happy to share those things with you. So a reminder to share the joy of other people's success. Number four is a very simple one that we have been taught all our lives from childhood, and that one is just a reminder to say thank you. And a lot of times we might take things for granted, and you know, people can do things, you know, for us all the time, that sometimes, you know, you just think, oh, it's the norm, they're supposed to do it. But this is just a good reminder to say, hey, say thank you, you know. And sometimes people like become shocked when you say thank you. I know, like growing up, I was just taught to say thank you, and I know when I was younger, I would literally say thank you for everything and anything. And sometimes people would be shocked, like, no, you've said it too much, like, it's okay, you don't need to thank me for that. But that's just how, you know, I was. And I really, you know, now that I'm, you know, recalling the story, I really do feel that the older I get, the less I was in that habit of saying thank you. And I think this is actually a good reminder, now that I'm thinking about it, to myself, to go back to saying thank you. And thank you for everything, because people don't need to do, you know, the things that they do for us. But if they do take their time to do it, thank them for it. Number five says be patient. And I think this one is also good, you know, for ourselves. Don't only exercise patience, you know, for others or to others, but also exercise the same amount of patience to yourself. Learn to be patient. Number six says listen as Christ would. And this also, just note to self, because I'm someone that loves talking, and a lot of times, like, I can see myself, you know, when I am having conversations with people, more so about a topic that I feel very strongly about, I will go on and on and on and on and on, and then I get to a point where I need to remind myself to say, hey, actually, you're not speaking to yourself, allow the next person to also speak. So this is also just a good reminder to say listen as Christ would, you know, give other people a chance to share their views. Listen, not for you to have a response, but for you to understand how the next person feels and what the next person has to say. And this also is just one that I really think there's so much room for growth for me personally where this one is concerned. My guard is always very up, and when someone is talking, I'm like, I need to come back with a comeback, okay? And I must justify, or I must prove that I know this topic. But this was just a good reminder to say, just listen. Just the proving yourself, the justifying yourself, the whatever, you know, whatever will come after. For now, listen as Christ would. Number seven says confront with care. Communicate your views or feelings with care. Now, this is a good reminder, right? Because for things to change and for patterns to stop, you know, we do need to confront people, more so about things that hurt us. You know, more so if you have a relationship with someone, whether it be family, friends, a colleague, anyone, you know, you need to learn to share your views, you know, tell them how you feel. But make sure that how you say that, you know, it is said and shared from a place of care and a place of love. You know, communicate how you feel, but, you know, be cognizant of how you are communicating how you feel, and also be cognizant of how the receiver is going to receive, you know, what you're saying. Always ask yourself to say, if someone was to say what I am saying, how would I feel? And if you wouldn't feel any good, you know, change your approach and change the manner in which you are addressing them. Number eight says escape the jealousy trap. And this definitely goes hand in hand with number three, which was speaking about sharing in other people's success. Escape the jealousy trap. Like we said earlier on, our journeys are different. Timing of our lives are different. Our seasons are different. Our purpose is different, you know. So escape the jealousy trap. Jealousy also is one of the things that build bitterness, you know, and is one of the things that hinder you from being able to truly celebrate others. So once you escape, you know, the need of feeling jealous of what someone else is doing, you will actually be more open to sharing in their successes and letting go of bitterness. Second last says begin at home. Now this one is for everything, right? And home can be anything. Home can be your job, home can be your work, home can be your friend circle, whatever it is. But this basically says start with the people around you. You know, if there's anything that you need to change, if there's anything that you want to do, always extend that help first to the people around you. Then you can go outside of that circle. You know, it reminds me of, you know, of the saying that says charity begins at home. before this one, I remember the example that they made in the book was just how I think the specific example was on a father, to say when the father was with friends, they were, you know, the most entertaining person. They were always laughing, always making jokes. But when they got home, they were very closed off and they didn't have time for their, you know, for their wife and their children. So this one was just a reminder to say, don't be two people in different settings. You know, the same love that you express to strangers, express to the people nearest to you, you know, your inner circle or your family. And then last but not least, because really now I am seeing that I said this will be short and brief, and it is definitely bordering on long. Okay, it is bordering on Netflix episode right now. Okay, but anyway, the last one says, don't play favorites in the home. And I think this one is more relevant to people that are parents or guardians, but I also think if you are an older sibling, you know, and you have younger siblings, don't play favorites. And this is just a reminder to say, you know, don't show people, even with your friend group. Like if we are a friend group and there's six of us, yes, you're going to have one that is more closest to you, but don't show us because it's gonna hurt us. Okay, but I really think it's not that deep where friendship is concerned, depending on, you know, the boundaries of your friendship and the setting of your friendship. But in families, it's very important, more so when you are a parent. Your kids need to know that you love them equally, and they need to know that you support them equally, and they need to know that you feel, you know, proud of them just as much as their brother or their sister. So this was just a reminder, more so for parents and guardians, to say, do not play favorites. So those were really just, you know, my top 10 pointers that I took from a book titled How to Have Better Relationships with Anybody, A Biblical Approach by James Hilt. And if there's anything I can say to end this off, please do get yourself a copy if you do feel that there's some work that you can do in bettering your relationship with yourself, your relationship with God, and most definitely your relationship with others. Thank you so much for listening all the way up to here and listening to my not so short episode. Thank you so much. Remember to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell another friend. And like I always say, remember to do everything out of love. Mwah, mwah, mwah.